Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 496 for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended narrowly mixed after a day of very choppy and volatile activity on Wednesday. Values for canola were anywhere from $3 lower to a dollar higher, November up $1.10 at $493.90 a ton. Some spillover pressure came from the weakness seen in outside vegetable oil markets, including Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. Rains in Alberta and Saskatchewan have stabilized crop conditions over the past few days, which was also weighing on prices. On the other side, ongoing ideas that Monday's sell-off was overdone provided support, as it concerns about too much rain falling in Manitoba this week. Expectations of tight Canadian canola supplies for 2015-16 kept a firm floor under the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at U.S. markets, soybean futures were mostly lower after a volatile day, while corn and wheat prices were down sharply. Soybean futures were anywhere from 2.5 cents lower to 3 cents higher, the most active November contract down 1.5 cents at $9.43 a bushel. Weakness in corn and wheat weighed on the market, as did recent strength in the U.S. dollar index. Spillover support did come from the soy meal market, though, as strong demand for the commodity is pushing prices higher. Concerns about slowing demand from China was also bearish as the country faces economic problems. Corn values were weaker in Chicago following the losses seen in the wheat market. Values were anywhere from 5 to 8 cents lower, December down 7.25 cents at $3.78 a bushel. Talk that recent warm and dry weather in the U.S. Midwest will likely increase production prospects for the corn crop added to the bearish tone. Softening demand from the domestic ethanol market further undermined values, though oversold price sentiment was supportive. Wheat values in Chicago were down sharply as recent strength in the U.S. dollar kept U.S. supplies uncompetitive on the global export market. Prices ranged anywhere from 12 to 15 cents lower, December down that 15 cents at $5.05 a bushel. Improving weather for U.S. wheat crops, pressure from the advancing winter wheat harvest, and the large global supply situation for the commodity also weighed on prices, though the market is still in oversold territory, which helped to limit the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.